Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with your CCN local news. A shootout left one man dead and one man injured in the Farmers Union community just after 9 p.m. Saturday. Anthony Marcus Lee Jr. and Harry Lane Hardy Jr. were shot on Timber Creek Trail. Hardy was dead when deputies arrived. Deputies provided emergency first aid to Lee until EMS arrived. We have reached out to the Sheriff's Office for more information about the case. Social workers and the Sheriff's Office are investigating after an infant died from suspicious injuries. The child was taken to Columbus Regional Friday afternoon, non-responsive and suffering from cardiac arrest. She was flown to Cape Fear Valley, later died at the hospital. In an unrelated case, a second infant is recovering from a broken bone and an infection after medical personnel found cocaine in the child's system. Charges have not been filed in either case. See these stories on our website for more. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair starts today. The fair runs through October 13th at the county fairgrounds. This year's event features the return of the Fair Queen, the Midway Arts and Crafts Competitions, the Demolition Derby, the Baby Derby, which that's always fun, livestock shows, and entertainment every single night. This is the 41st year for the Columbus County Fair. I'm a little excited. I don't know if y'all are. They saw record-breaking crowds last year. Organizers hope there'll be even more folks turn out this year. While the storm will have no effects on Columbus County, steering currents and a cold front will prevent Milton from coming to North Carolina. The only effects we will likely see in the next few days are some rough surf conditions and beach erosion along coastal areas. Now, when it comes to Hurricane Helene, the work is still going on. Local hands are helping with cleanup and recovery in western North Carolina. Three Wyville firefighters, as well as the county administrative team, returned Friday after spending several days assisting in cleanup and recovery. Lieutenant Marquise Banks of the Wyville Fire Department was part of a team that rescued an infant from a mud-filled home early on their tour. A team from Nakona Fire and Rescue left Friday morning for the Asheville area. More than 230 deaths have been confirmed in six states from Helene. Dozens of local volunteers turned out this past weekend to help pack food, water, hygiene, and baby supplies and other goods for shipment to western North Carolina. Reverend Dave Heller of the Columbus Baptist Association said the emphasis on donations this week is on warm clothing and cleaning supplies. Temperatures will drop to the 40s and even the 30s in some hurricane-stricken areas this week. Now, donations can be dropped off at the CBA office in Wyville, the former Quality Ford dealership in Wyville, the Sheriff's Office, and most area fire and law enforcement agencies. On Tuesday and Wednesday, donations can be dropped in the Black's Tire Truck that's going to be at the gates at the Columbus County Fairgrounds. Now, later on this week, Columbus County News, Google 103.9, will be accepting donations at our offices at 1015 South Madison Street. The Department of Agriculture has set up an online portal for hay and feed donations for livestock. NCDA also sent out an urgent plea for fencing supplies. Livestock are actually wandering around loose out there. Go to ncagr.gov for more information. Commissioner Steve Trockler said donors should not haul hay and other supplies to the Mountain County since there is no place to store large quantities and roads are still in poor condition. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will visit Dale Seafood in Wyville today at 4:30 p.m. to speak with voters and supporters. Robinson temporarily suspended his campaign last week to help with Helene relief efforts. Space is limited at the restaurant, so get there early if you want to see the Republican gubernatorial candidate. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.